on the heels of Election Day and an unprecedented election, how do you feel it came together today?
I think having so many absentee ballots turned in already, as well as early voting, that today was just to help get the last minute voters into the polls. We didn't see a lot of lines at the different voting centers, which was good. And so because we had gotten in most of the voters already, it made it so that it was more convenient for Election Day voters to get in and not have more than maybe 10, 15-minute line in the early morning and then in the late afternoon after work crowd. I'm so glad that they were able to go and vote.
And do you expect to see election results in for your race tonight?
Yes, I think it'll be fine because they were starting absentee ballot counts, I believe, last Thursday. And so they probably have those pretty well in. It's just getting in from the different polling places tonight. And those results should be already to the clerk's office. So probably they're just making sure that whatever they are disclosing is correct, and just because this is such a critical election, that they're being very careful.
Let's get down to business. Once the state legislature convenes in January, they'll be facing an unprecedented crisis. Put that into perspective for us and tell us what's going to be priority one and how should the state legislature attack this problem?
You mean the pandemic and the economic downturn?
Correct. Yes, problem? I'm sorry. Oh, forgive me.
That's all right. Well, I know that there's going to be more funding from oil and gas than what we had expected. The downturn might not be as bad, but we also are looking at how do we balance. So, and we've been trying to do that for the past couple years already to make it so that we're not so dependent on those revenues, but to expand, you know, different opportunities such as cannabis, taxing of cannabis for recreational cannabis use, and maybe some other types of ideas, closing corporate loopholes, how to make sure that we aren't taxing, you know, poor and middle class, especially not to have a food tax and other regressive taxing venues. And how do we grow our economy by increasing our entrepreneurial endeavors and working with the labs and our universities? There's a lot of opportunities that we need to invest with capital outlay and different opportunities. So I think this session is going to be really exciting and something that will help help New Mexico, you know, go forward, and to also make it so that we can support our kids while they're going through all this until we have a vaccine and until we can make sure that everyone is taking every precaution possible by wearing their mask and social distancing.
You mentioned recreational marijuana. That is something you support?
Yes, it is. Because we have marijuana use already, besides medical, and whatever we do for recreational, we need to protect the medical cannabis program so that it's not depleted or it doesn't get more costly for our patients in the state that have utilized that program. But it's also because we need to regulate it, and we need to make sure that underage isn't using it when they might be now, and we just don't know it.
Do you think the New Mexico legislature's face will change enough for that to become a reality in the next session?
Yes, I do. I think already in the primary we've seen a lot of the changes. So I believe as long as, you know, things are, you know, the election and the votes come as we expect, yes, I think that that will change.
And on the front of economic development, where does Spaceport America fit into it, all of this?
Oh, I think in really exciting ways. Today, we just had a test flight of the mothership go right over Las Cruces, which I thought was really exciting. We tried watching for it, and only a few of us were able to see it. But bringing in the companies that are the support for the different needs of the spaceport, such as companies developing different products that might have to go to space, and just to have this way of testing them, I think will bring in a lot more businesses too. So it's already been growing, and it's been really good for Las Cruces and for Southern New Mexico. So I'm really excited about the spaceport.
I have heard some talk about the idea of selling spaceport to private interests. Do you think the state should consider that?
I'm not sure. I think after all of this time of investing our GRT from Doña Ana and Sierra and the state itself, that I'd want us to keep a part of that because we've invested in it, and it's, I think, should be a part of New Mexico. If we, you know, go to private partnership government and have that association, but it could help develop some funds for the state that are badly needed. It might be something that we consider.
All right. Thank you very much, Joanne Ferrari, for spending some time with us this evening on election night.
Oh, thank you so much. We're anxiously looking forward to getting more of the results in. So, yes, thank you so much.